Kidnapping can be a very complicated crime, especially when the kidnapped victim is a wealthy woman who encourages her inept kidnapper to demand a higher and more appropriate ransom. How does this convoluted crime drama conclude? Let's visit the crime scene and listen to Crime and Punishment by Arthur Kaiser.
Sit down and stop making all that noise. I ain't gonna hurt you if you don't make no trouble. Take that thing out your mouth, but you start screaming, it's going back on. You understand? Okay, here you go. What's the matter?
Try wearing a gag in your mouth. Do you still have to keep my eyes covered?
That's staying on. After I get my money and let you go, I don't want you telling the cops what I look like.
You're gonna let me go. Give me a break. As soon as you get your money, you'll kill me.
I ain't killing nobody.
You're lying. All criminals lie.
Don't call me a criminal.
What do you call kidnapping?
A job. It's sort of like having a stall business.
Are you serious?
I'm selling you back to your daddy.
Suppose he doesn't want to buy.
Why not?
You don't know my father. If I promise I'll never describe you to the police, will you take off this thing that's covering my eyes?
How do I know you ain't lying?
Do you have a Bible? I'll swear on it.
My mom had one, but I don't know where she put it. If you cross your heart and promise you won't tell the cops what it looked like,
How can I cross my heart with my hands tied this way?
I'll untie them, but no funny stuff.
Oh, you sure tie a hard knot. I can hardly feel my hands.
Now cross your heart and promise, you know, what you said before.
I swear I'll never describe what you look like to anyone.
Okay, I'll take off the blindfold. There.
Where are we?
This used to be my mom's house, but she ain't here no more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did she die?
Oh, she died. She ran away with some guy she met in a bar. I think they went to some place in South America. I think Costa Rica.
You mean Costa Rica? It's a country in Central America?
I was never good in history.
It's geography.
That too.
Were you good in anything? Where did you go to school?
No place. My mom was my teacher.
And your father? Where did he do?
I don't know. He moved out when I was 4. My mom told me she heard he was arrested for killing 3 women in Texas as they gave him the gas chamber.
That's awful.
It wasn't a nice thing to do.
Which wasn't nice? Killing the 3 women or executing your father?
You trying to make fun of me?
I'm sorry. Your answer confused me. Do you live here all alone? Where do you sleep?
Downstairs, on the 2nd floor.
I hope it's more comfortable than this room. 1 lamp and a bare bulb?
Better get used to this room. It's where you're staying till I get my money.
It's called a ransom?
I don't care what it's called as long as it's real money. And I don't want no checks because I don't have no place where I can cash a check.
Why did you decide to kidnap me instead of someone else?
I saw that thing in the newspaper about your daddy being rich and you not living with your daddy.
That's how you came up with this brilliant plan?
Don't say stuff like that. You sound like my mom when she was trying to make fun of me.
Sorry. How much money do you expect to get from my father?
I was thinking maybe 10 or even 15,000.
Are you kidding me? Is that all you think I'm worth?
It's all I need right now.
What you're asking for is stupid. Do you have any idea how much money my father has?
The paper said he's got a line. Don't call me stupid.
He's worth a fortune. $15,000 is like lunch money for him.
You think I should ask for more?
At least $1,000,000.
I don't need $1,000,000. Maybe I'll change it to $25,000.
God help me. What kind of a kidnapper are you?
I never did this before.
Just my dumb luck. With all the smart kidnappers in the world, I have to end up with a stupid idiot who's never did it before.
I already told you don't call me that.
Excuse my language, but you obviously don't have the slightest idea of how to kidnap someone.
How come I was able to get you here from where you was living by yourself without asking nobody to help me?
Thank God for small miracles.
What's that mean?
You get a brownie point for not letting anyone else know what you're doing.
I don't understand what you're saying. I just don't want you mad at me because of what I've done.
Why should I be mad? Doesn't every girl want to be gagged, blindfolded, have her hands tied, and get dragged up 2 flights of stairs into a room that looks like it should be condemned by the fire department?
Now you're trying to make fun of me again.
It's just that I'm so angry with my father. He divorced my mother and married this tramp who's 10 years younger than me. He buys her expensive jewelry, and if I ask him for something as little as a new car, he tells me to get a job.
So you ain't mad at me?
You're too good-looking to make me angry. What's your name? Mine's Samantha Rogers.
I already saw your name in that newspaper story. My name's Chester.
Do you have a last name, or is it just Chester the Kidnapper?
It's Chester Martin. Now you know who I am. You gonna tell the cops when I get the money and let you go?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Chester. How many times do I have to tell you I'm not running away? More important, how are you gonna ask my father for the ransom?
You got his phone number?
Oh, here we go again. If you make a phone call, the police will trace you here, and there goes our money and your freedom.
How come it's our money?
Let's get something straight. If I'm going to help you with this, it's our money.
How are we splitting it?
We'll talk about that later. First, get me some magazines, scissors, some scotch tape, an envelope, and a postage stamp.
What for?
We're sending a ransom note to a newspaper, not to my father. We have to embarrass him into paying the ransom. I'll cut the words out of a magazine.
The magazines and them other things you want are downstairs.
So go down and get what we need.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll get the stuff, but I gotta tie you up again so you don't run away.
Chester, I'm not going anywhere. I'm trying to help both of us.
I still gotta tie you up. You could be saying stuff and not meaning it. I got some more rope in this drawer. The other piece is too short.
Ugh, if it makes you feel better.
Here, hold this in. Around the waist, behind the chair, around your legs, under the chair legs. Oh, where's the other end?
Here.
Oh, yeah. Tie it off and now.
Well, you've got a good start on your kidnapping career. You get an A for rope tying.
You making fun of me again?
Sorry, I lost my head.
What are you going to say in your note?
It's not my note, it's yours.
What am I saying?
If my father doesn't pay you $1 million within 5 days, you're going to torture me and then kill me.
I'm not saying that.
You have to scare him enough to get the money.
$1 million is too much.
I'm making that decision. You're doing what I'm telling you to do.
I don't want to do this no more. You can go back home.
You're not backing out now. It's my chance to get some real money from my miserable father. After we collect, you and I can move together far away, maybe New Zealand. You aren't very bright, but I like your looks, and I'll try to teach you things.
I want to stay here.
You are the most stupid man I've ever met. If you stay here, you'll get caught and spend the rest of your life in jail.
You're saying it again. What kind of things are you going to teach me?
First, how to buy clothes. I hate what you're wearing. When we get that money and get to where we're going, I'm picking out your clothes.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
The color's wrong for your complexion. And then there's your hair.
What about my hair?
You're wearing it wrong. Well, we'll go to a men's salon and get your hair cut.
I don't want you teaching me nothing, and I don't want to go any place with you.
You better think twice about that. You don't want me to turn you into the police.
You said you wouldn't do that.
Everyone lies sometimes. Didn't you say your mother lied?
She ain't lying no more.
What's that mean?
She ain't in Costa Rica.
Where is she?
Downstairs.
I thought you said you live by yourself here.
I do.
But if she's downstairs...
She's downstairs, but she ain't living here.
Where downstairs?
Underneath the basement.
Are you saying your mother's dead?
My pop's down there with her too.
Chester... Did you kill them?
Guess so.
For God's sakes, why?
My mom kept nagging me and calling me stupid and telling me what to do all the time. And my pa just let her say all them things to me.
Chester?
What?
Please untie me.
I don't think I want to do that right now.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I gotta figure it out. And I don't need you to tell me.
Don Walker directed this recording of Crime and Punishment by Arthur Kaiser. Samantha was played by Aidan Russell. Sean Genther played the role of Chester. Our festival stage manager is Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Our season presenter for Theater Odyssey's 16th annual 10-Minute Festival is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers are Paragon Festivals and Compose Hotel. All plays in our festival are copyright by the authors and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.